One thing worth a rant is how bad your microphone sounds. Yes, I said it, but we've all been thinking it, I promise. Most people have spent more than a few hours on internet video calls lately, and I think we can all agree one thing we won't miss in a post-COVID world is the constant stream of clicks, pops, and hisses from every conversation we have. One reason is that most people are using the mic from their headphones, or just the one in their computer. Capturing sound in a mic requires an actual physical moving part. Depending on what type of mic it is, it's often something called a diaphragm. This little gizmo vibrates, and the mic then turns that movement into a signal the computer can capture. Generally, the bigger this moving part, the more fidelity you can capture. Imagine the mic you'd expect to see on stage or in a studio somewhere. Not even close to the one you're using in those little white earbuds, is it? Like so much of our technology these days, we've sacrificed fidelity for size, cost, and convenience. These headsets are usually made with a silicon microphone, and this kind of microphone reduces the amount of movement needed to capture a signal, making it fit into that little bump on the cord, which is great. But this smaller size can also make them more sensitive, and not in that good emotional intelligence way HR tells you about. The funny thing is, no one much cared about their microphone before all this social distancing. We barely called each other anyway, so why would companies even bother to make these any better than the bare minimum? The other thing to remember is we are calling over the internet. Many of the codecs, streaming protocols, etc., these all prioritize speed and bandwidth over quality. So even with a good mic, you will lose most of that fidelity just by being on Zoom or Hangouts or whatever. Now this trade-off makes sense when latency is so key to human interaction. Some studies suggest even a 100 millisecond delay can drastically reduce the effectiveness of a conversation. Every time we talk over each other or get a slightly delayed reaction, there's this cognitive overhead that takes away from the natural fluidity of speech. I mean, sometimes that's hard enough in real life, let alone on a group call with 9 other people, all receiving and reacting to information at just slightly different times and levels of quality. Imagine you're standing in the pub with a group of friends, and all of them hear the joke you just made, but at slightly different intervals. Everyone would laugh in this staggered sequence with a chain reaction of each person also reacting to the other person laughing or maybe not laughing at the same time. I mean, it would be weird, right? Oh wait, that's every single social interaction I have now. Great. Maybe we were happier with this trade-off when it wasn't the only way to speak to another human being. Now, Bluetooth headphones can be convenient, but they also use the same kind of silicon mics. Also adds another point of latency to the conversation, and another opportunity to create those piercing crackles. So while it's awesome to be able to walk to the other room without missing anything on the call, it does make it more complicated. Because many of our microphones, though, are hanging somewhere between our face and our neck, manufacturers know that this placement requires a certain kind of microphone to pick up your voice properly. Normally, you'd imagine speaking directly into a mic in front of you, right? Think about a singer on stage or a host on the radio. The mic is right up there in front of their face. But probably the one you've got is set to pick up more ambient noise in all direction than what's right in front of it. This leads to a tendency to amplify the softer noises further away and de-emphasize the sound right next to the mic. And that's why sometimes you can't hear the person you've called talking at all, but that packet of crisps their roommate is opening in the living room sounds like a thunderstorm from Thor. Now, people get degrees in acoustics and train for years to have the right knowledge and skills to mic up a person or a space well. And it's both a science and an art, but there are some obvious things you can do to make it better. Now, as someone with years of experience playing video games online, I can offer some free advice on some things we are all guilty of. First, for the love of our eardrums, stop touching the mic. If you're using a mic on your headphones, the ones that came with your phone maybe, it's going to make a very loud noise for everyone else if you touch it, or it brushes across your clothes. And this tip is especially for those folks with long hair, who might not realize every time you flick that strand back behind your ear, it gives the rest of us a seizure. Number two, think about the environment and the space you're in. Have you ever been to a studio? Have you seen those sound-absorbing panels on the wall and whatnot? If it seems even a bit loud in the room to you without headphones, it's going to sound way worse to everyone else. That's why cleaning the kitchen has turned from a nice thing you do after someone cooks dinner into an act of oral cruelty. Lastly, get a better microphone. Especially if you're sitting at a home office, you could think about upgrading to a decent USB mic for less than a night out. And there really don't have to be professional quality. Or at least think about a headset with a proper mic on the side. Not one that is on a cord dangling off the side of your head. Trust me, everyone will benefit from this purchase. Now see? All that time online with my World of Warcraft guildmates wasn't a complete waste. Virtual gaming was the perfect training ground for this time of isolation. We were practicing social distancing way before it was cool. Just needed a pandemic to give us a chance to show off all those valuable life lessons. Time well spent. Thanks for listening to One Thing Worth a Rant by me, Jeremy Pennycook. Be compassionate to your friends, colleagues, and loved ones. And seriously, improve your microphone etiquette. We will all appreciate it. Talk soon.